I got a notification that Hunter posted something and he said third best day of the year. So I was running through my brain. I was like, number one, Hitler's birthday. Number two, Austin 316. And then he was
Yeah.
like, what is March 21st? And I was like, oh, 3, 2, 1. And then I said, brain blast to myself. I haven't thought about Jimmy Neutron in well over a decade.
I wish I could say the same thing, but I watched a mini documentary about Jimmy Neutron about a week and a half ago.
Other than like Carl Weezer memes, you know what I mean? Like,
No, yeah.
the last time I seriously thought about Jimmy Neutron, I couldn't tell you, but for whatever reason, alone in my home by myself, I just said, brain blast.
I like that, dude. Sometimes you have to brain blast.
And it was like, I guess, unless March 21st is something else, Hunter, let us know, please.
Please, he's gonna let us know a week from today.
Play the theme song.
This is gonna be a bad one.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you why it's gonna be a bad one, real quick. I know I do it a lot, and that's the old bit I wanted to bring to the.
You lazy son of a.
I wanted to bring that old bit is that I'm okay. So I've been up since 3 to work. Drove all the way across town to take Caitlin to Shake Shack because she had never been to Shake Shack, and I
Yeah.
can't. I'm not a good husband unless I like.
And I'm glad you figured that out.
Take her to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
And then we came back, and man, I got a little high.
Okay. Stay calm.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And so here we are now. I feel like I'm about to fall asleep.
This is your host. This is your
This is
hero. Is
professionalism.
this
Is
your
this your
hero?
your God?
Look how much he cares about you.
Real quick, Jimmy
Yeah.
Neutron mini documentary. I think I could
Yeah, you and
put
Hunter
this
were
put
talking
this
about this.
in.
I don't know all the details, dude.
Oh no, that's a different thing.
Oh,
No, this
okay.
is a mini documentary about like literally the creation of Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, James Neutron.
So it was in like development hell for like no joke 20 years.
Yeah, because why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, so like once they did like a test thing where it was a short for Jimmy Neutron. His name wasn't even Jimmy Neutron, I don't remember what it was, but they put the movie out first before they did the series so that they could use the character models from the movie to use in the series so that the series would look better. I just thought
Oh,
found that fascinating.
that is interesting. That is super cool. The series does look so much better than the movie.
Yeah, and that's 'cause they use the movie budget really to fund the series.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
And it,
Also, great Aaron Carter song at the end of the movie.
yeah, shout out. RIP.
R.I.P.
That's cool.
Did you do anything cool this week?
Yeah, dude. I went with Hunter to Bristol to experience NASCAR for the first time.
Yeah, dude, you did it. I've experienced NASCAR. It's incredible. I'm hoping we get to do that later this year.
Yeah,
Or
it's special, dude. I mean, you know how we are. We talk about like fully surrendering yourself to an experience, you know, as long as it's
yeah.
not harmful.
Yeah.
I've been around NASCAR my whole life. My biological mom, we used to drag race growing up, so I was around cars, had cousins and uncles, went to dirt tracks a lot as a kid, but just something I was never super interested in. Always had fun, but
Yeah.
went to NASCAR and dude, it was incredible.
Hell yeah.
It's so much fun, so many things. I kind of want to give you a rundown. Hunter had pulled his back, so he was kind of injured. We was trying to go when we first got there, I guess they do like a swap meet outside of the stadium, and it's like people peddling old NASCAR merch. You know what I mean?
Which
like,
is what you want.
Yes, we didn't get a chance to look at it, and that's just because, like I said, his back was injured. We got there about an hour and a half early.
Okay.
Got good parking, but also it was like, you know, didn't want to walk that far. It was like to do the swap meet, it would have been like a mile from the stadium. It's just like,
oh, fuck that.
Yeah, that's kind of not worth it. So went in, had a great time. Dude, people in NASCAR live the gimmick, and it is like worse
than they do
in a crazy way.
The critters come out, Bubba.
They breathe it, dude. This is their life force. We had, I was trying to decide if I want to give you a kind of like a rundown, which I think I do. I'll get to the guy in front of us and the woman in front of us in a minute.
Please.
But yeah, we set up, we're having a good time. Hunter initially thought our seats were going to be bad. Looking at the picture he sent us, it's like, man, this looks really close. We get out there, we're like row 19, and they section off like the first 10 rows with sponsors. So, yeah. And you know, for safety and stuff like that. But we were like 10 rows back from that dude. Like, we're on the 10th row, essentially. Yes. And we were having an incredible time. Give me just a second. Let me pause. But we had these really amazing seats. Hunter didn't realize that they were going to be so good. So we have perfect view of the pit. It's right in front of us.
That's what you want, dude.
Yeah.
That's where the action is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super, super fun. But surprise I didn't know about, Hunter did. There was a special announcer for this race, dude.
Okay.
And that was freaking Bill Goldberg.
Holy shit, dude.
Boots on the ground at Bristol, introducing drivers' names as they walk out.
Did he do the drivers start your engines?
He did not. And I'll get to that in a second.
Okay, sorry.
But the first, it was the, no, you're good. It was, but he did it. He did a bit with Tony Stewart where he picked him up.
Awesome.
Fun good to time. See wrestling stuff. Yeah. The owner of Food City announced the top 10 drivers. And then Richard Petty and some other older drivers. There were like three other ones. Very famous NASCAR people, but I just don't know who they were.
Yeah.
But
Richard Petty. That's
yeah, said,
cool.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Cool hat on that guy.
Hell yeah. Good hat every time. Never seen him in a bad hat.
But like we, as they were like calling their names out and stuff like that, I was like, yeah. Who are these people? Hunter's like, I don't know. So we just started booing who everybody else was booing.
Hell yeah, dude.
What everybody else was cheering.
You boo the heels and you cheer the baby faces, even in NASCAR.
Yeah. We were just having a good time.
Hell
just
yeah.
Having the most, now we're fully in. We've bought in. Hunter's like, I haven't kept up with NASCAR since before COVID. I've never really kept up with NASCAR. So we were just, we were there. A lot of times we didn't even hear the driver's name. We were just,
Just start booing.
Just start booing when they're booing.
As is the custom.
Then he started talking about Austin Dillon, who I think it's Austin Dillon. Isn't it Austin?
No,
whoever number three is.
Oh yeah. Austin Dillon.
He's like, they boo everybody that drives three. And then Hunter says, that's because there's only one number three, baby.
Hell yeah.
Then was gentlemen, start your engines. They start out, man. It's a crazy experience. Seriously, if you're open to it, never been to NASCAR, I would go. You will have a lot of fun.
Yeah. And be open to it.
That's what I said.
Don't go closed off. Just enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's a fun time.
Just be in the moment. Yeah, so those cars are moving so fast. It's insane.
Yeah.
Hunter, we were talking afterwards, and he was like, I don't know. Part of me thinks, like, I could run in between them. I could run. Like, yeah, dude.
I could jaywalk Bristol.
I could make it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
They're moving so fast. It's impressive. It's loud. It's like really one of the most American, best American things, like purebred race car.
Hell yeah.
Machine, baby.
Arguably the like the number two American invented sport.
Yeah,
It's
probably.
like, yeah, like
It's up there.
it's up there. It's top five for sure.
Yeah. But they're going. They're starting. They're hitting each other, and like during the first caution, Hunter says, "If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing, baby.
That's it, baby. Rubbing
Gotta
is
be
racing.
racing. You gotta be rubbing. You gotta be racing." Anyway, the dude, there's a dude in front of us. He's got the big number five, Kyle Larson fan. Loves this dude. Was cheering. Thing about as soon as the race started really loud, we had to put in, ear, what are they called?
Earplugs.
Earplugs, dude. I don't know why my brain for it. Brain freeze, brain blast.
I had a brain blast and then it brain farted.
Yeah, dude, it just didn't have the gas to go.
It blasted about 2 feet.
Incredible.
What is happening right now? This is a, I'm not gonna say it. I will not say
We're
it.
having a great time, dude.
We're
We're
having a good
just
time.
two friends talking. Anyway, so yeah, Hunter, after the, he's like, "This is what it's like living deaf." That's what he said. Because we got the earplugs in, and there's just people making hand signs. So back to the Kyle Larson guy, a lot of people are pointing at their drivers, and then like the same way you would on an airplane runway, like pointing down the track. So like they're pointing at their guys, and they're like, "Hey, buddy, go faster." Like you get around that curve, a lot of waving. And if it's a driver you hate, so for instance, spoilers, who won this race at Bristol was Denny Hamlin. Mr. Kyle Larson fan did not like Denny Hamlin, and Denny Hamlin led about 150 laps, and probably for about 125 of them, this dude was double birding Denny Hamlin all the way across our side, like turn two all the way down to turn three, dude.
Hell yeah,
He was
dude.
in it, and I was like,
Had to
man,
let him know.
had to tell him, dude.
Yeah, because if he didn't tell him, who was gonna, you know?
Yeah, who was gonna? There was also a drunk lady in front of us. She was having a great time, but
Hell
she was a
yeah.
big Kyle Larson fan. Had the big, she'd throw up a big five every time he'd go down the Yeah, man. It was
That's
just,
so
it's
good.
fun. It's fun being in it. And then I, at one point, Hunter just like looks over and goes, "It's freedom."
Just unprompted.
Unprompted, it's freedom, dude.
It's freedom.
And he's right.
He's not wrong.
He's 100% correct. It was freedom. We had such a good time, man.
Back when stock cars used to run on
And
gasoline.
we only paid $95 for our seats, which is crazy.
Each or just one?
Each, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad, dude.
No, not for 10 rows up at
No
one of the
way.
smallest tracks that the NASCAR has to offer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this was the first time back on concrete at Bristol
I
in a
was
few
gonna
years.
say
They
they
had
took the
done
dirt off, right?
dirt races, yeah, the past few years. So, and so it was slick, man. They were burning through tires. Like each car went through like 7 to 9 sets of tires.
Well, the track's only what, like 3/4 mile?
I don't know the length of the track. I don't know.
It's not a big track, that's
No,
for sure.
it's one of the smallest. It might be the
I
smallest
think
in
it is the smallest,
yeah.
yeah. God, dude, we got to get you to Daytona.
I would love to go. I would love to go again. I had a great time, honestly.
Did you have to wear the earplugs the entire race?
Yeah, so if they're going, yeah, it's loud. It's very loud,
There's
but
nothing you can do about
yeah, we had 10 cautions. So there were times when the cars weren't all going, and
Yeah.
stuff like that. So,
And because the thing I want to do is I want to talk. That's what I want to do.
well, so here's what
I
you can
want to
do.
chirp.
So here's
Yeah.
what they do outside the stadium, dude. There's a company that sells scanners, and what that is, it's the pit crews talking.
Oh,
So
hell yeah.
yeah, dude. So you have access to the pit crews and the insider information of what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's exactly like wrestling, because at wrestling, you're not hearing what they're talking about on TV. You're not
Right.
hearing all that stuff. You're just watching what's going on. That's kind of it.
That's
I
cool.
was thinking, and it was like we were talking, and I told you I wanted to save it to say it on here, but like I definitely think as a posing to being like a fan of a driver, you know, minus like Dale, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and like Hunter's going to kill me, but I like Jeff Gordon, dude.
Yeah. And hey, that's on, I mean,
that's on me.
Would, but.
You would. Also Mark Martin, because he drove the Viagra car.
Yeah, dude. Shout out. But
shout out Boner Pill Car.
I think it's more fun to just be a fan of the race. Like, there were guys there that I liked how they were driving, because they're like driving aggressively, and like not being a fan, and like everybody hated Denny Hamlin there. Like, it, they were all booing him. But it almost, to me, it was like, dude, with like 75 laps to go, he just took over and was gone. Like,
nobody could touch him.
Could Martin Truex Jr. like kept up with him for the most part, but there was even a part at the end where he trailed off significantly. And, you know, Denny was just, I was just, like, man, that's awesome.
Do you like the John Cena's of whatever sport you're watching?
I don't think it's the John Cena, but just like I said, I'm just like, however the race plays out, you know what I mean?
I'm just happy to be there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Because they're going 200 miles an hour.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's kind of crazy.
They're going real fast and real left, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm glad you had a good time, dude.
Yeah, I did. It was awesome. I would.
Denny Hamlin won.
Go back. Denny Hamlin did win the race. Yeah. There were a lot of people that were driving pretty good, but, you know.
Car ran real good.
Car ran real good.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Just put them down at your sides. Yeah, but the car was. Car ran real good. We had a good team.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. Now the remainder of the podcast is just going to be me and Austin quoting Talladega Nights.
I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine, you know?
Yeah. I love Fig Newtons.
The sticker is rather large and inconvenient, but I sure do love Fig Newtons.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
When you're working on your mysterious lady parts, yeah, dude. What a great movie.
It's such a good movie.
I would love, me and Hunter should have went to the race dressed as Ricky and Cal.
That would have been incredible. We'll do that. Shit.
All good. Yeah, that would be awesome. That'd
be fun.
It would be fun.
God, shake and bake.
Yeah.
Right there in the shit.
At Daytona, dude.
Yeah, dude, where old Dale drew his last breath. God bless him.
R.I.P.
The good Lord just needed a driver.
That is so Shane says that all the time, always gets a laugh. I'm sure we talked about it on here at one point in time.
Uh-huh.
We must have. But that is a line from this throwaway horror movie that I watched where, like, this drug, these people, I don't know, it's like a pot farm and they get too high and they think the people that are on their farm are like aliens.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill them. It's a really dumb movie. But there's like a throwaway line from the two pot farming rednecks. It's like a husband and a wife where it's like something about a Dale Jr. lighter or something like that. And then it's like a pause and she's like, well, the good Lord just needed a driver.
It's so good, dude. And like I say it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's just a part. I forgot where it came from. Like, I was just like, that's just a cool thing. A
throwaway line from a horror comedy movie, dude. It's
incredible.
Just, well, it's not a throwaway line. It's in a great joke is what it
we
is.
We will definitely reach out to the director and thank him.
I would love to. That would be very
fun. That'd be really cool. Because, like, he probably, you know, doesn't
whoever
think
wrote
about
that
it.
Joke. Yeah.
Yeah, whoever wrote that joke, they don't think about it.
Did we talk about, this is something we could talk about on here. Because I got my shirts in for Disney for
when
we come hang out. I wore my Batman Forever shirt to church last night. And then one of the guys was like, where's Mr. Freeze? I was like, no, that's Batman and Robin. And then I got to talk about this thing that's been on my mind. for like a month now.
And yeah.
Like no one is freaking out about it as much as me, but it's
not one day I open my phone. It had to be like 2 a.m. when you texted these to me.
Yeah,
because I woke up to about 30 pictures of this image where Austin is just, all he says is, how the hell does Mr. Freeze keep that cigar lit? And how is he smoking a frozen cigar?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, dude.
No part of it makes sense. And it's like, but there,
it's got a cherry on it and everything.
Yeah. There's also promotional pictures. Like they were proud of this thing. There's not just stills from a movie. There's like promotional pictures of him with this frozen
with
cigar.
Stogie, dude.
It doesn't make sense. And here's the thing. It doesn't make sense in our universe, obviously. Yeah. It also doesn't make sense in the comic book universe because it goes against Mr. Freeze. Like that fire should burn him. How is the cigar frozen and lit? It doesn't make sense in the Batman universe, and it doesn't make sense in the real world. It's defying the laws of science and comics. Joel Schumacher is a madman.
I don't think it was Joel. It had to be Arnold.
Yeah.
Have you heard Arnold talk about smoking cigars?
Jake was talking about this, that it might have been kind of like on his, like, some
on
kind
his
of
rider
crazy,
or like
yeah, some
in,
kind of
like
crazy
in
thing.
Claws.
Yeah, because I sent it to Jake and I'm like, what do you think about this? And he's like, yeah, talking about how crazy Arnold was and like egomaniac, like a cigar or I'm not in the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. He would do shit like that. And also, he just talks about smoking cigars a lot. Like, there are several different clips where he's like, I like to enjoy a stogie every now and again. I feel like a man with a stogie in my mouth.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, dude. There's probably, like, no joke, realistically, 10 minutes of footage of Arnold just talking about cigars.
I just think about this guy. Where is he from? Austria?
Austria, yeah.
And when did he come here? Like, in his, like, teens, right?
Like, probably, like, 1920.
And it's like, what is an Austrian who's been steeped in just weird, famous American culture, like,
yeah,
from the moment that he's got here? Like, his taste in things must be his opinions.
Yeah,
I know he's
dude,
governor
he's
of California, but
he's got to have some wild opinions.
It's going to be tough when all these action heroes start dying, man. It's going to be like,
yeah, dude,
it's going to be wild and it's going to happen soon.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is up there.
Yeah, man.
He's up. I think he's in his 80s. Oh, God. I didn't want to think about this today.
Sorry, dog.
It's okay. That's life, man. Death's a part of life. And the good Lord just needed a driver.
We're full circle, baby. Professionals over here.
Even though I had a terrible time trying to keep a thought in my brain.
Don't worry about it. You don't need them for this, baby.
We don't think here.
What's the point of it?
I don't know, man. What's the point of any of it?
Well,
I know what the point of this podcast is.
What's that?
Is that you could follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You could follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones on Instagram. You could follow our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please send nudes to Dog Cops.
Every time I turn a conversation to something deeper than the weather, I can feel you all but shutting down. And when I need an explanation for the silence, you just tell me you don't want to talk about it now. What you're not saying is coming in loud and clear. We're at a crossroads here. If I'm not the one, you can't stand to lose. If I never tried to hide. So when you leave me not knowing where you're going, I start thinking that we're looking at goodbye. How about a strong shot of honesty? Don't you owe that to me? If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, if I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, if you don't get drunk, hold my kiss, if you think you can do better than this, then I guess we're done. Let's not drag.
If you are still listening after that entire Reva song, thank you. We appreciate that you listen, and we love you all. I've had a really rough few weeks. I'm exhausted, and at the time of editing, I just thought this was the funniest possible thing. So thank you, and anyway, here's Dog Pop.
Pokemon garbage.